What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day one of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Today's devotion is titled, The Marks of Discipleship. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 says, We love because He first loved us. Our text for today is from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Today is the first day of our journey focused on a season of commitment so that we can become disciples of Christ. It is no coincidence that Paul begins with the virtue of love. Leon Morris notes Paul's propensity to highlight this all-important character trait of believers. At the beginning of 1 Corinthians 13, he passes from the topic of spiritual gifts to that of love. And in Galatians 5:22, he puts love first in his list of the fruit of the Spirit. In a similar strain, he passes here from the gifts to the love that should characterize Christians. Paul says that love should be genuine. The New Testament word for genuine means not to act as a hypocrite and describes sincere behavior free from hidden agendas or selfish motives. The world will know that Jesus is real when they see authentic believers. When Christians are genuine, they detest what is evil and hold fast to what is good. Check out verse 9. Tony Merida explains this as follows. Love actually hates certain things. These are strong words. Detest, to hate it exceedingly, and cling, as in marriage. Love is not genuine when it leads a person to do something evil, allows a person to do evil, or avoids doing that which is good. Love knows the difference between right and wrong. The church must hate what God hates and love what God loves. Paul continues with another character trait of discipleship. Believers, according to verse 10, love one another with brotherly affection. Leon Morris shares the following insight. Brotherly love is a concept that is unique to Christians. The Jews had the idea that they were all brothers, an expression that the Christians took over and applied to themselves. The idea of brotherly love is not found anywhere but among Christians. They saw themselves as a family in a special sense. God was their father, and they were all brothers and sisters. Therefore, they were united in a love that other people saw only in those of a natural family. Our love is to be characterized by the sincere affection shared between members of a spiritual family. Believers make every effort to love one another because of the divine bond that cannot be broken. Loving one another with brotherly love is strengthened by the phrase, outdo one another in showing honor. Christians are members of one family, so they should have a warm and fervent love for one another. They should be a family marked by a love not seen elsewhere. Charles Swindoll makes these observations. The word honor used here means respect or value. Honoring someone begins with a willingness to let another have his or her preference in non-essential matters. We are to listen when someone speaks and give his or her words careful consideration. We must allow others to disagree, respecting their opinions even though we disagree. We are to treat another person's feelings with care and respect, demonstrating gratitude for one another. Interestingly, Paul encourages his readers to outdo one another in this area. In other words, if you insist on competing, see who can genuinely value the other more. Therefore, Paul gives an incredible description of true disciples of Jesus who aim to outdo one another in Christ-like love. Some questions to consider. Douglas Moo writes these words concerning Paul's statement from verse 1, "Let love be genuine." Christians can avoid love that is mere play acting if they put into practice the commands that follow. How are the commands that follow in verses 9 and 10 guidelines for avoiding being a hypocrite? How is brotherly love a perfect description of a spiritual family that has God as their father? And finally, in what ways can you outdo one another in showing honor? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.